Today is June 21st, 1984. My name is Katrina Fuller, and I am interviewing Ann Daly and Helen Leon.
Leon.
At
61 Waverly Place, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Thank you. Mrs. Daly, could you state your age and your date of birth, please?
No, we don't tell our age.
No?
Say over 70. I was born on July
26th. Okay.
You were born when? March 18th?
March 18th, 1898, I'll tell you about it. I'm 84, 85. 86.
Mrs. Daly, could you tell me some background about your family and your childhood?
About my family?
And your childhood.
Yeah. Well, my family consisted of my father, mother, and one sister. It was just the four of us. And I went to St. Mary's School and graduated from there. And then I went to Central High School. And I took I took a secretarial course. And in January of the year that I graduated, they sent four out for the class for practice. And one other girl and I held the job from January till June. So when I graduated in June, I had a steady position. It was at the Bridgeport Brass Company. And they made me secretary to the sales manager.
Was growing up high?
Pardon?
Was growing up high, please?
No.
Did
you have a lot of
difficulties?
No, I wouldn't say. No. I had a wonderful mother and father.
What about your neighborhood?
My neighborhood was, let me tell you this. I went to St. Mary's School, if you want that, and then to Central High. The neighborhood now is pretty, it isn't very good, but I lived on Booth Street. And it's down near St. Mary's Church.
Is that the west side?
On the east side. On the east side of Bridgeport, yes. And at that time, the neighborhood was not bad, but it's pretty bad down there now.
Was there a lot of, ethnic groups? Was there difficulty of getting
No, home? No, we had no trouble. No. In the house that I lived, it was a four-family house. German family lived on one side. My parents are of Irish extraction. An English family lived downstairs, and a French family lived down the other side. We had never had any problems. We had a very good relationship. They were all good people.
Your parents' employment, was it enough to support the whole family during your family, the income?
Well, my father worked at Remington Arms in the factory, and he didn't have such a wonderful job. He worked in the ammunition division of Remington Arms. My mother, of course, didn't work. You want me to tell you about my sister? Well, my sister, when she was of age, she became a secretary, and she worked for R.G. Dunn Company. When I graduated from high school that year, she went in to become a nurse. And she was a registered nurse at Bridgeport Hospital. Her name was Mary Kelleher. And she was a registered nurse at Bridgeport Hospital in charge of obstetrics. That's the baby department. And that was her job. She never married.
Could you tell me about getting back to the high school? What kind of activities did you have after school?
After school, not much. Not in my days, no. We did. They had plenty of activity in Central High School, but I was never athletic or anything like that, so I couldn't ride a bicycle or do those things. But they did have activity, and we had excellent teachers at that time.
How How were the schools managed?
How were they managed? I went to a Catholic school, St. Mary's. And we belonged to St. Mary's Church, and that's why we were permitted to go to St. Mary's. We didn't have to pay or anything like they do now. If you didn't belong to the church, I believe you did, but I went to St. Mary's and I graduated from there. My parents did not have to pay, and from there I went to Central High School. And I walked back and forth every day, too.
Oh, like... Oh, okay, like, how was this, you said you went to St. Mary's?
St. Mary's School.
Okay. How was it supported? It wasn't supported by the government, though.
No, it was supported by the church. And we had to belong to St. Mary's Church in order to go to St. Mary's School. If you were not a parishioner, you would have to pay, I suppose. I don't know, but my parents did not have to pay.
You told me that you could tell me something about the Korean War.
About what? The Korean War? The Korean War? Well, my oldest son graduated from St. Charles School. And then he went to Fairfield Prep School, and he graduated from Fairfield Prep, and he received a 4-year scholarship to Yale University. He graduated from Yale University, and he went into the Korean conflict, they called it at that time. He did not have to go, but he went in.
He enlisted.
He enlisted, yes. And while in, over in Korea, he was wounded. And he ended up at Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C. It's run by the government. And
he was bleeding inwardly.
He was bleeding inwardly, and he was operated on twice, Helen.
Uh-huh.
The bleeding started again, so he's operated on twice. He got wonderful care there, and it's a miracle that he's alive, I would say. While he was recuperating, they sent 2 young men from Yale to interview him, because remember, he had not worked. He went right into service. And he decided to go into the brokerage field because he thought the hours would be flexible. The day he walked out of the hospital, he had a job to go to, and he's worked ever since. And he's in the investment business now in New York City.
But do you know why did the Korean conflict start?
Why it started? Why did it start, Helen? I guess they were...
Well, the communists, the North Korea was trying to take over South Korea, I think.
Yeah.
And so
and the United States felt towards the South.
They didn't want communists to take over Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they went over there.
Was it hard for you living during that time? You know, all of that going on, did it affect you?
No. No, I don't think it did. No, we didn't mind it.
Yeah. And while when my son was wounded, my other son left college. I have a second son, and enlisted and went to Korea. But he never saw active service as my older son did. He was at headquarters most of the time. Russell was.
My son was over there,
and
too.
I was just going to tell you, her son was in Korea, too.
Signal Corps. He enlisted when he was 18.
Mrs.
Leah.
Okay. Mrs. Leah, could you tell me something about the experiences that your son had during the time when he went to Korea?
Well, it wasn't very pleasant over there. They had to live in dugouts. Eat canned food, and on vacation they had a few days off, and he'd go to Hong Kong. That was the best part of it. He was there 2 years, and he came back.
And when he came back, he was better, or was he able to accept?
Well, he was all right. He wasn't hurt or anything over there, but. He had beautiful hair, and he lost his hair over there on account of wearing those packers on their head, you know, those fur caps that they have to wear. It was cold, and but he never talks about it.
No,
no.
Well, then he went.
It wasn't too good, but it wasn't too bad either.
Then he went to work, huh?
Yeah. Then he came back.
Mrs. Leon, could you tell me give me some background about how the Chinese were doing World War One.
Yeah, my husband was in the first.
And so was mine.
Yeah, in the first World War. Yeah, they were. My husband was in the five major battles in Germany and France, and he was gassed. But that was before I was married to him.
The same with me. Both our husbands were in World War.
They enlisted in the First World War, and they were very patriotic then, in those days, and they were very patriotic.
They came back safely, but I don't know too much about the background of World War One because that was before I met my husband.
Could you tell me, did it affect you as in any way?
Did it affect me?
No,
not really, because I didn't know my husband and she didn't know hers at the time that they went in, I don't think.
No.
And we just had a normal life, I would say.
Normal, happy life.
Normal, happy life. We never had too much money. My parents never had too much money.
Because, it seemed like it would affect you a little because you're in America and all of that is going on. It seemed like you would go through some changes or something.
No, it didn't. No, not really.
Could you tell me something about World War II?
World War II.
The changes that it took in America.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't know anything about that.
No,
that was in 42. Around 41, 42.
No, this is the Korean conflict that our boys got involved.
The other was with Japan.
No.
And they airplanes came over,
Yeah.
And dropped it on Hiroshima.
Go ahead, finish it, and then
that started war. That was Roosevelt's time. He was our president. And that started the war with Japan. And then when Truman got in after that, I think, he was the one that dropped the bomb on Japan.
World War II, I worked for a man, and his name was William L. Hawkins. He was head of the Chamber of Commerce, and he was a hero in World War II. He's written up in Guadalcanal Diary. And he had quite a bit of service.
He was one of the first ones to...
He was the first man to land on Guadalcanal. That's right. It's Mr. Hawkins that I worked for in the Chamber of Commerce. He was really a hero.
What about during the Vietnam War?
What?
Vietnam War?
Vietnam, nobody in
there. No, that was the only reason. No, we don't know much about that.
Nobody, that we knew was in it.
But I guess it was something that never should have been.
Yeah.
We never should have gotten into that affair at all.
That seems to be the consensus of opinion, that we were foolish to get into it.
But when we did get in it, we should have wanted to go in to win, not to come back and lose so many men over there for nothing. That was terrible. One of the worst things that ever happened in this country.
Because, what kind of changes took place to America during the time of the Vietnam War? What kind of major changes did we go through or conflict?
Well, there were quite a few, students were rioting out in San Francisco and out in California. They didn't like it. No one was in favor of it.
Was it hard to get a job in those days?
No.
I didn't think so.
Was there a lot of demand for jobs then during the time?
No.
It was just the same?
Things were just normal, I think. There's always a lot of jobs when there's war on,
Where do you go to school anyway?
Bassett?
It's a good school. My husband was connected with the school system. He liked Bassett very much. He He said it was the best high school of all the high schools. Of course, I went to Central, and I thought that was pretty nice. But he said Bassett was very good.
Well, could you tell me something about Central High School during the time of year?
That when I went?
Yeah.
Well, we were up on
Congress Street.
And at the end of my second year, we moved across the street to the new school. And I had very good teachers, and I liked what I was doing. I took a commercial course, and I walked back and forth home. I didn't get any rides, as my kids did. And I had very good teachers. I had no complaints. And as I say, in January of the year I graduated, I went out to do work. And when I graduated, I had a steady job in June at the Bridgeport Brass Company.
What kind of subjects did you take with you?
And typing, shorthand, English, French. What else did I take?
Math,
yes.
What was the requirement in order to, you know, get your diploma? What did you have to?
We had to have a certain average in order to, average was 75.
75?
What is it now?
200.
Oh, that's different. They mark
it different.
See, this was 75 would be equal to.
I had an average of 89 when I graduated. I liked what I had. I took English, typing, shorthand, math, and
so each subject is marked. You're given a mark for each subject, and then they're total, see, and then they're average. And that's the way you get your average. But now they mark differently.
Did you, like, get letter grades? Do you have a report card?
Yes.
Oh, and you got letter grades like A's and B's? Because now we get number grades like 95 or 98. And like at the completion of high school, in order to graduate, you have to have 200 points. And for every subject you take in high school, you get a number of points. Like for English, you get 10 points.
I don't remember how many points, but I don't think they would have sent me out in January if I wasn't doing well. They sent four of us out, and only two of us kept the job. The other two girls gave it up. But I stuck it out, and this other girl did. And then when I graduated, as I told you, I had a steady job at the Bridgeport Brass Company. And I wasn't there very long when I went to work with the sales manager. But I liked typing, and I liked shorthand in English.
I imagine the 200 points today would be equivalent to 70, an average of 70 in our day.
Oh, we always got more than 70.
Or 75. Well, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the passing mark.
I guess what you're saying is correct, Helen. Yeah.
That's the passing mark. Mm. But most of us got in our 90s. We were good scholars.
Well, I mean, school was important to us.
Yeah.
Very important.
We didn't fool around in school.
Well, what about other teenagers, like, did they get involved in, like, alcohol or...
Nothing like that.
No,
we never even heard of such a thing as drugs or drink.
No.
Never heard of it.
And even when my boys were growing up and her boy, there wasn't so much of it. It's so prevalent now. As I say, I have two sons.
I'd say it was within the last 5 years.
It got real bad.
But before that, it wasn't bad at all.
No.
They never even heard of it. Why, you could even go out with a felony, but he can get fresh with you.
Not today.
The girls in those days.
No, a lot of respect.
There was a lot of respect in those days that you don't see it today.
Well, what about religion? Did it play a very important part in that?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Religion was very important. We're both Catholics, and religion was important.
Like, was it influenced in the school systems?
Oh, not in the school system. Oh, no. But our parents were Catholics, so we went to St. Mary's, which was a Catholic grade school, and then to high school. And
but they had prayer in school.
Yeah, prayer.
Yeah, they did have prayer.
We
together
had prayer
in every class.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And
I think that was very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They should have it today. Yeah.
But they took it out of the schools. So you feel that if, you know, if that was to be put back in the school, maybe a little more, mm-hmm. better.
And they ought to do away with a lot of the studies that they have and just teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. And then they know something.
When they come out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's advanced on to this point where they have studies that we didn't have. And of course, if you take a college course, it's a different story.
Well, I mean, in grade schools today,
they
just should have good reading, writing, and arithmetic.
And writing was very important.
Nothing, yeah, we had the Palmer method, penmanship. We had to write, you know, and hold our pen right, and write, you know, this way, you know. And no fooling then. We were all good writers. Everybody was a good writer then. You had to be. We're still good today.
In other words, we can read each other's writing.
And was there a board of education?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
There's always a board of education.
What was their job? You know, what did they do?
Well, they
recommended the teachers, I think.
Yes, and also the studies in the different schools.
Yeah. They had to make up the curriculum.
The curriculum, yeah.
How long was the school day in school?
How long was the school day? From 9 to 3, I think it was.
Yeah.
You mean in grade school? From 9 to 3.
An hour for lunch.
15 minutes now.
15 minutes?
Or less. How long was the school year? Were they like the same now?
Yes.
It was 9 months, I think.
September? From September until June.
Yeah. I think it's 9 months.
September, January, March, April, May. 10 months now.
Well, we're going to have July and
June.
August, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
You're part of June, July, and August. Part of September.
Was there any prejudice or unrest in the school?
No, nothing like that. No one ever got prejudice.
I mean,
we didn't even know what it was.
We didn't know a thing about it. We were really dumb. I'm sophisticated.
Was there any prejudice in the school system?
I wouldn't say so. Not in my school, there was no prejudice.
Oh, no.
Or in high school either. No, absolutely
never. Children were children, and nationalities meant nothing.
No. We thought everybody
was the same, yeah.
And Mrs. Leon, could you tell me something about the movies you said?
Oh, yeah. When I was young, you could go to the movies for 5 cents. In the afternoon, for a nickel. And there was a girl that Mrs. Ford used to play the piano to. For all, and with the silent films, you know. And then later on, they had vaudeville at the Globe Theater on Main Street, the Palace, and then they had shows here, too. They had the New York shows here at the Lyric and the Globe. And, of course, the Majestic and Palace, they had vaudeville.
That was very nice. The Majestic and Palace, those theaters downtown, they're closed now.
They never should have been closed. They're beautiful theaters.
Yeah. Where are they located?
On Main Street.
Main and Congress. Corner of Main and Congress. And let me tell you that a couple of years ago, they had a meeting, and I attended it, and they thought of reopening maybe one of the theaters, but the only people that would be interested in opening the theater would be the banks, because they'd have to put up a lot of money, and evidently...
Because it's heavily mortgaged.
Yeah. We went into the Majestic Theater. The one on the corner, the second one is the Majestic, isn't it? We went into it, and I was amazed at how good it looked when we went in, the day we went in. I went in with the Chamber of Commerce and my boss.
They're beautiful.
In very good condition. But nothing was done because, at the time I heard, if the banks would be the ones who would put up the money to open that again. But years ago, I'm telling you, those two theaters were filled. We went there all the time. My husband and I went, and all the young people went. Uh-huh. Yeah, we loved it.
And how much was it? It was about 50 cents to go there then, I think.
Yeah, it was real nice.
Why, there were lineups going in to some of the shows.
Oh, yeah, we used to go all the way up Congress Street.
Yeah, they had Gone with the Wind there. It opened up there, with the Wind. Yeah, I had to buy a Liberty Bond, you know, to get into one performance. And then down on, there was another theater down below State Street, that they, Broadway shows were there, and Evelyn Nesbitt came there. You know, she was married to Thaw. Thaw killed an architect. He was the architect on that building, on the Court Exchange building on State Street.
Were there any famous people that arrived from here, like discovered any famous people?
Bridgeport famous people. I don't know of any. Anyone president or?
Buckingham is considered.
Our mayors were considered very
Buckingham
nice.
Buckingham
was mayor then, and Mayor Wilson.
Yeah,
they were real good mayors.
Yeah.
Did they do a lot to help
people? Yes,
they
did. A lot, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the things that they did?
Buckingham did a lot of charitable work.
Mm-hmm. And they're both very good men.
Mm-hmm. Who else was good besides? I don't know anyone that could compare with them. John T. King was
John
the leader
King
of
was leader.
The Republican Party in those days.
And he was quite a man.
Oh, he was handsome. He backed Mayor Wilson for mayor. Oh, he was a famous man. John T. King was.
Oh, yes.
He was known, nationally known.
What did he do?
Well, he was a politician. He was head of the Republican Party. He was also in Congress, I think. Well, he was chairman of the Republican Party, national chairman, I think. He was famous. He lived down at Seaside Park.
Had a home down there.
I have a beautiful home down there.
Has Seaside Park always been like it is?
It was considered one of the finest parks.
Yeah, it was nicer than they even had a racetrack down there.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's considered one of the very nice ones. And Jersey Park up here is considered nice.
Where was the racetrack located?
Well, right in the center where there was a, and later on there was a nice pond there, right in the center of Seaside Park.
Who fixed Seaside Park up like that?
What?
You know, who was responsible for?
Barnum, of course. P.T. Barnum gave it to the
city.
He owned all that land there and he gave it to the city.
Yeah,
and his statue is down there.
That's why they have the Barnum Festival Parade every year.
When was the first parade?
When was the first parade? Well, I don't know when the first one, but it's been going on for years and years. There's a Bertha Tickey at the Barnum Festival office. She could tell you that. I'm a friend of hers, Bertha Tickey. And her office is right off Main Street downtown. Barnum Festival is called. She could tell you.
Well, it was in honor of P.T. Barnum?
Yeah.
What about the circus that came?
The circus?
Yeah. Barnum and Bailey.
Barnum and Bailey Circus.
That's Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Yeah, they came
Barnum
every year.
Yeah. And, we had famous man. Tom Thumb came from Bridgeport. He was famous in the Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Yeah, that's right.
He was
right.
Born here.
Yeah, Tom Thumb, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And all the...
We had another good mayor, too, Mayor McLeavy. He was good.
Yeah,
he was here. I think he was mayor for about 16 years.
Jasper McLeavy.
Yeah.
What did he do at Bridgeport?
Well, he didn't do much, but he didn't kept the taxes low for one thing. But you know, one year when there was snow on the ground, people wondered why he didn't remove the snow, and he said, "Well, God put it there, let him take it away."
That's true.
He didn't believe in spending any money at all.
No,
he wanted to save all the money.
He was a famous man. Yeah,
he was very good.
That's right.
I think he's one of the best mayors we ever had, the Cleveland one. He really was.
When the Barling Bay Bayou Circus came in town, where did they camp out?
At Seaside Park.
Is that where you went to go see?
Well, they had the parade downtown. The parades were downtown. The Barn Festival office now is off Main Street. I forgot the name of the street. It's right off Main Street, just before you come to State. I think it's the street that's just inside, but it's listed in the phone book, the Barn Festival office. And the girl's name is Bertha Tickey. She's running it.
They have a place up near the school, high school, where they have the parade, isn't it, Anne? You sit up on the benches up there?
What has? No.
Where do you get the tickets to go,
huh?
Where do I get the parade? You have tickets to go there.
I get them from right from the Festival Society.
Yeah, but where do you sit when you have the tickets?
I have them at the stadium.
Well, that's where it is.
The stadium. The stadium.
That's where they have the parade. It comes
in there for review.
What's the name of that high school there?
Central
High School, yeah.
When the Barnum Circus came in town, was there, where did they camp?
Well, the circus doesn't come here anymore, Anne.
When it used to come
here. Well, it did come here. I would say at Seaside Park.
There was a circus grounds out on State Street, Anne.
Oh, was it?
No. Well, that's where the grounds were, way out there on State Street. Fairfield Avenue. That's where it was, Fairfield Avenue, I think.
But if you want to know more about them, you know, contact the festival office, Bertha Tickey. She'll give you the information.
But I don't think the circus comes here anymore. They have it in New York, but not here. It's not as large as it was either.
What about Pleasure Beach?
Oh,
that was a lovely place at one time. They had a dance pavilion over there.
Used to go to dances over there.
Oh, yeah, it was very nice.
Very nice.
Folks used to come in there from New York.
But it hasn't been in use now for several years.
But do they have things set up over there?
Not anymore.
They did have.
I think the bridges aren't very safe to go over there.
Yeah, when my children were small, we used to go to Pleasure Beach quite frequently.
A nice beach over there. Nice dance hall.
Oh, yes. Many good times I had over there.
And ran owned it, and I think they sold it to the city for very, very little. I think it was less than $50,000.
Yeah.
Lingwood Island?
About what?
Lingwood Island.
Glenwood?
Glenwood Avenue?
No, Lingwood Island.
Never heard of it.
So something. Concerts?
Well, we used to have concerts up here at Jersey Park. Mm-hmm. And that also, but they don't.
Washington Park. They had band concerts there.
We used to have band concerts years ago. Oh, yes, lots of them.
Well, now they have symphony concerts at the Klein Memorial.
Klein Memorial. That's a good place.
Who established Jersey Park?
Pardon?
Who established
Jersey Park? A man by the name of Beardsley. That's true.
Yeah, he gave that land up there.
He gave that land up there for Jersey Park.
His statue is up there, too.
Right as you come into the entrance of There's the park.
That was a lovely park at one time, but
it's still nice.
It's nice now, but not as nice as it used to be. Quite a few tennis courts up there.
You can't go in there unless you have a sticker in your car.
No, and they used to have a golf course there, but they don't have it anymore.
No.
Now it's moved over to Park Avenue.
Yeah, they had it. That was considered very nice.
Do you know why they call this Bridgeport?
Why they call it Bridgeport?
Maybe so many bridges around. I would think there's
so
many bridges around.
I think so. I think you're right, Helen. Yeah.
It's Cotter Street Bridge, Washington Bridge.
They're all my life.
Do you know anything about the skating rink that's on State Street?
Yes.
Do you know who?
The skating rink, yeah. I think it's run now by a private concern. I think years ago it was run by an organization, the skating place on State Street.
I didn't think it was there anymore.
Yes,
is it?
It is, Helen. Yes, it is there. Last time I came by, I saw people going in. I think it's private enterprise now, as far as I know.
But during the time, you know.
Yeah, you mean years ago?
Yeah.
I thought it was run by the city, but I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure.
Has it been here for a while?
No. That's one thing I could do, though. I can't ice skate, but I could roller skate. One time when my grandchildren were here, we were down the cellar roller skating, and my husband came in, nobody's in the house, and he went downstairs and he gave me hell. He said, "You might fall." I said, "That's the only thing I can do. I can't ice skate. I can't ride a bicycle."
Yeah,
how about you? No. I visited her one time and she let me take a bicycle, somebody's, but no, I can't ride a bicycle. We never had one. My boys, of course, have them.
Well, I want to thank you both for helping me.
Well, I hope we helped you a little bit.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
I don't know exactly what.
Is it different information than what you got from others?
Yeah, it's more. You gave more information after.
Yeah, well, that's good. We've been around a little bit longer. Quite a bit longer.
Thank you.